Significance of Matrikaraka in various houses, focusing on source of peace and connection to home. The placement of Matrikaraka in different houses of the Navamsha chart greatly influences a person's connection to their home, emotional peace, and sense of belonging. It reflects how much inner tranquility, comfort, and emotional security the native draws from their home environment, homeland, or maternal figures, as well as how they create or maintain peace in their own life and for others. Let's explore how Matrikaraka operates in various houses with a focus on source of peace and connection to home. Matrika, the first house. When Matrikaraka is in the first house, the native's sense of peace and connection to home is deeply tied to their identity and self-expression. The person often carries the emotional influence of their mother or home environment wherever they go, finding peace within themselves by staying true to their values. A strong Matrikaraka in this house signifies a well-grounded individual who creates harmony and a sense of belonging in all their interactions. An afflicted Matrikaraka may lead to inner restlessness, making it hard for the native to feel at peace or settled in their home or personal life. Matrikaraka in the second house links peace and emotional security to family, wealth, and possessions. The native may feel most connected to their home when family traditions are upheld and financial stability is ensured. This placement suggests that the native finds peace through material comfort and providing for their loved ones. A strong Matrikaraka ensures emotional contentment in maintaining the family home and resources, while an afflicted one could bring insecurity or tension around family matters, disrupting peace at home. Matrikaraka in the third house. In the third house, Matrikaraka affects the native's peace through communication, siblings, and daily interactions. The native may feel connected to their home by maintaining good communication and relationships with siblings or neighbors. They may also find peace in expressing themselves creatively or through intellectual pursuits. A well-placed Matrikaraka allows the native to create harmony in their immediate environment, while an afflicted one could indicate tension in relationships with siblings or struggles in maintaining peace in daily life. Matrikaraka in the fourth house. The fourth house is naturally aligned with matters of home, emotional security, and peace of mind, making it a significant placement for Matrikaraka. Here, the native's primary source of peace and emotional well-being comes from their home environment and relationship with the mother. A strong Matrikaraka in this house indicates a deep connection to the home and homeland, bringing a profound sense of inner peace. If afflicted, the native may experience emotional instability, difficulties in maintaining peace within the home, or challenges in feeling secure in their place of residence. Matrikaraka in the fifth house. In the fifth house, Matrikaraka influences peace through creativity, children, and intellectual pursuits. The native may find emotional fulfillment and tranquility through creative self-expression, intellectual endeavors, or nurturing their children. This placement suggests that the native's connection to home is often linked to their sense of creativity and personal expression. If Matrikaraka is well placed, the native finds peace in engaging in hobbies or activities they enjoy, while an afflicted placement may lead to frustration or a lack of peace in personal creative efforts or relationships with children. Matrikaraka in the sixth house. Matrikaraka in the sixth house connects the native's peace to themes of service, health, and daily routines. The native may feel at peace when they are actively helping others or maintaining a structured routine that brings emotional stability. This placement suggests that the native finds solace in being productive and solving problems for others, often viewing service as a way to maintain harmony in their life. An afflicted Matrikaraka here could cause health issues or constant disruptions in daily routines, leading to a lack of inner peace and difficulty creating a stable home environment. Matrikaraka in the seventh house. In the seventh house, Matrikaraka influences the native's peace through partnerships and relationships. The native finds emotional security and a sense of home through a balanced, nurturing partnership. Peace in their life often comes from harmonious relationships with their spouse or close partners. A strong Matrikaraka ensures that the native experiences emotional tranquility and fulfillment through their partner. If afflicted, this placement may lead to dependency on the partner for emotional stability or challenges in maintaining peace within intimate relationships. Matrikaraka in the 8th house. Matrikaraka in the 8th house ties peace to themes of transformation, secrets, and shared resources. The native may find emotional security and peace through deep emotional connections or navigating difficult transitions in life. This placement suggests that peace may come from understanding and embracing life's mysteries, as well as managing shared assets with others. If Matrikaraka is afflicted, the native may struggle with emotional turmoil, making it difficult to find peace during periods of upheaval or transformation, or when dealing with shared resources. Matrikaraka in the 9th house. In the 9th house, Matrikaraka connects peace and emotional well-being to spirituality, higher learning, and travel. The native may feel most at peace when exploring spiritual beliefs, learning, or traveling to distant places. This placement often indicates that the native finds a sense of home in philosophical or spiritual pursuits, with peace coming from an expanded worldview. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house signifies peace through a strong connection to belief systems or spiritual mentors. An afflicted placement may cause confusion or restlessness in finding a spiritual home, making it difficult to feel settled. Matrikaraka in the 10th house. Matrikaraka in the 10th house influences peace through career and public life. The native's sense of peace and security is closely tied to their professional achievements and public reputation. The native may feel emotionally stable when they are recognized for their contributions in their career, and may also create a supportive and nurturing environment in the workplace. If Matrikaraka is strong, the native maintains inner peace through career success, while an afflicted Matrikaraka may lead to professional struggles, making it difficult to feel secure and peaceful in public life. Matrikaraka in the 11th house. In the 11th house, Matrikaraka ties peace to social networks, friendships, and aspirations. The native may find emotional contentment and a sense of belonging within their social circle or community. This placement suggests that the native's sense of peace is linked to achieving their long-term goals and receiving support from friends or social networks. A strong Matrikaraka allows the native to feel connected and secure in social settings, while an afflicted placement may indicate challenges in forming meaningful friendships or attaining peace through social success. Matrikaraka in the 12th house. Matrikaraka in the 12th house connects peace to isolation, spirituality, and introspection. The native may find emotional peace and a sense of home in solitude or retreating from the external world. This placement often signifies that the native feels most at peace when engaging in spiritual practices or spending time in quiet reflection. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house indicates that the native can easily access inner peace through meditation or isolation, while an afflicted placement may lead to feelings of emotional abandonment, making it difficult to find peace in solitude. Conclusion. The placement of Matrikaraka in the Navamsha chart highlights the sources of emotional peace, connection to home, and sense of security for the native. Whether through family, career, creativity, or spirituality, this placement reveals how the native finds inner tranquility and builds emotional stability in their life. Understanding this aspect of Matrikaraka provides key insights into how peace and harmony are maintained or disrupted based on maternal influence and life circumstances.